time is it?
Almost 6:30.
I slept all day?
Oh, no, it's 6:30 in the morning.
What the hell is your problem?
Okay, this cereal has lost all its molecular integrity. I now have a bowl of shredded wheat paste.
Hola, nerdmigo.
Why do people hate sleep? Are you wearing my robe?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'll have it cleaned.
That's okay, keep it. Where's Christine?
In the shower.
Oh, by the way, where did you get that loofah mitt? Yours reaches places that mine just won't.
You used my loofah?
More precisely, we use your loofah. I exfoliated her brains out.
You can keep that, too.
Ah, well, then we'll probably need to talk about your stuffed bear collection.
Howard?
In here, m'lady.
There's my little engine that could.
Well, there's one beloved children's book I'll never read again.
Hi, Christy.
Leonard.
I'm Sheldon.
Right, you're Howard's entourage. So, Christy, what are your plans?
Well, Howard said he'd take me shopping in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, no, I meant plans to find some place to live. You know, other than with me. Not that I don't love having you, but it's a little crowded.
Well, Penny, you're always welcome to stay with us.
Oh, terrific. Now we're running a cute little B&B.
Let me offer a little outside-the-box thinking here. Why doesn't Christy stay with me?
For one thing, you live with your mother.
I do not. My mother lives with me.
Well, then it's all settled. Christy will stay with Howard, Penny can go back to her apartment, and I'll watch the last 24 minutes of Doctor Who, although at this point it's more like Doctor Why Bother.
Sheldon, you just can't dictate...
No more talking. Everybody go.
So, what do you say? You want to repair to Casa Wallowitz?
What is that, like a Mexican deli?
I'm sorry. I should have mentioned this earlier. My last name is Wallowitz.
Oh, that's so cool. My first Jew.
I imagine there aren't very many kosher corn huskers.
But you're still taking me shopping, right?
Anything you want.
Okay, I'll go pack my stuff.
When they perfect human cloning, I'm going to order 12 of those.
Howard, can't you see she's using you?
Who cares? Last night she pulled off her blouse and I wept.
Look, Howard, I know her, okay? She'll have sex with anyone as long as they keep buying her things.
Really?
Yeah.
Yay! If you'll excuse me, I have some bar mitzvah bones to cash.
I'm sorry, we cannot do this without Wallowitz.
We can't order Chinese food without Wallowitz?
Let me walk you through it. Our standard order is the steamed dumpling appetizer, General Tso's chicken, beef with broccoli, shrimp with lobster sauce, and vegetable lo mein. Do you see the problem?
I see a problem.
Our entire order is predicated on 4 dumplings and 4 entrees divided amongst 4 people.
So we'll just order 3 entrees.
Fine. What do you want to eliminate? And who gets the extra dumpling?
We could cut it into thirds.
Then it's no longer a dumpling. Once you cut it open, it is at best a very small open-faced sandwich.
Oh, hi, fellas. Oh, where's your annoying little friend who thinks he speaks Mandarin?
He's putting his needs ahead of the collective good. Where he comes from, that's punishable by death.
I come from Sacramento.
Can we get an order of dumplings, but with 3 instead of 4?
No substitutions.
This isn't a substitution, it's a reduction.
Okay, no reductions.
Fine. Bring us 3 orders of dumplings. That's 12. We'll each have 4.
Well, that works.
No, if we fill up on dumplings, we need to eliminate another entree.
No eliminations.
If we have extra, we'll just take the leftovers home.
And divide it how? I'm telling you, we cannot do this without Wallowitz.
Wallowitz is with his new girlfriend. If you had let me invite Penny, then you would have had your 4th.
Have you seen Penny eat Chinese food? She uses a fork and she double dips her egg rolls.
We don't order egg rolls.
Exactly, but we'd have to if she was here.
Can we please make a decision? Not only are the children starving in India, there's an Indian starving right here.
There's an idea. Why don't we just go out for Indian food?
Oh,
you're a nice boy. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you the four dumplings. When I'm walking over to the table, maybe I get bumped. One of the dumplings fall to the floor. No one has to know.
I'll know. How about soup?
Yeah, we can always divide soup.
What about the wontons?
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
It's Halo night.
Yeah? Okay. So?
Well, with Wallowitz spending all of his time with your friend Christy...
She's not my friend. Friends do not get their friends' Care Bears all sweaty.
Right. Anyway, with Wallowitz occupied elsewhere, we had something we wanted to ask you. Sheldon?
Yes. Penny, we would very much appreciate it if you would be the fourth member of our Halo team. I don't think I need to tell you what an honor this is.
Oh, that's so sweet. But I'm going out dancing with a girlfriend.
You can't go out. It's Halo night.
Well, for Penny, it's dancing night.
You go dancing every Wednesday?
No.
And that's not dancing night.
Look, why don't I play with you guys tomorrow?
Tonight is Halo night. It's like talking to a wall.
All right, now, Sheldon, you and I are about to have a problem.
Sheldon, remember, we role-played this.
Yes, but you didn't portray her as completely irrational.
All right, fellas, I gotta go. But good luck.
Maybe we should have asked if we could go dancing with her and her girlfriend.
Okay, assuming we could dance, which we can't, there are three of us and two of them.
So?
It's the Chinese restaurant all over again. I assure you that cutting a dumpling in thirds is child's play compared with three men, each attempting to dance with 67% of a woman.
Oh. For God's sake, Sheldon, you are driving me crazy.
Anger's not with me, sir, but with basic mathematics.
Now, I'm pretty sure my anger's with you.
What's happening to us? We're falling apart.
Who are you calling?
The only man who can restore any semblance of balance to our universe.
Hi, this is Howard Wallowitz.
And this is Christy Vanderbilt.
We can't get to the phone right now because we're having sex.
You're not going to put that on your message, are you?
No, I'm just kidding. I'll re-record it.
Sheldon, think this through. You're going to ask Howard to choose between sex and Halo.
No, I'm going to ask him to choose between sex and Halo 3. As far as I know, sex has not been upgraded to include high-def graphics and enhanced weapon systems.
You're right. All sex has is nudity, orgasms, and human contact.
My point.
Just saying, you can take the damn plastic off the couch once in a while. Why? So you and Howard can hump on it?
Ladies, ladies, I'm sure there's a middle ground.
Shut up, Howard!
Talk. I'm going to take my scooter out for a little spin.
You happy? You drove your own son out of the house!
Why don't you stop running in? You don't belong.
What are you guys doing here?
It's Halo night.
He's not a man, he's a putt. And don't you take that tone with me, you gold digger.
What did you call me?
You heard me. And I'll tell you something else. You're barking up the wrong tree. Because as long as you're around, Howard is out of the will.
You know what? I got better offers. I'm out of here!
That's right. Go back to Babylon, you hoa.
So Halo night, huh? I thought she was the whore of Omaha.
Sheldon, you got him in your sights! Fire! He's charging his plasma rifle!
Yeah, shoot now, I'm cloaking.
Now, Rock, kill Sheldon!
Come see him!
That's why they call it cloaking, Deathman. Well,
start throwing grenades!
I'm on out!
Hey guys, my friends and I got tired of dancing, so we came over to have sex with you.
That was the rush, jump in the tank!
We said no tanks!
There are no rules in hell!
Big med pack! I need a med pack!
Told ya.
There's a sniper, use your rocket launcher!
All I've got is a needler, and I'm all out of ammo!
And now you're out of life! Why'd you hit pause?
I thought I heard something. What? No, never mind. Sorry, go.